Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast channel. And this is another exclusive to that channel. So do make sure you subscribe to these, please, so you can get this content on a daily basis. I wanted to talk about the state in which the major UK political parties find themselves in mid-2021. We saw the Conservatives being humiliated in a by-election just last week when a 16,000 seat majority was overturned. That was put down to local issues, but then all politics is issue is local. So I want to talk now about the upcoming Batley and Spen by-election. And this has been held by Labour. It was held by the Labour MP Joe Cox, who was so tragically murdered. And it is now up for grabs in a by-election. Joe Cox's sister is standing for Labour, so it appears to be a kind of dynasty thing that Labour's trying to pull off in Batley and Spen. However, comes the news that, and this is a quote from the media, Muslim backlash leaves Sir Keir facing new red wall humiliation that could indeed end his leadership. And this is basically the premise to the story is that the Labour Party are heading for an election loss in this constituency over his tough stance on anti-Semitism, which has cost him the trust of Muslim voters. He faces a bitter backlash from the Muslim communities in Labour-held Batley and Spen, with even his wife's Jewish heritage apparently being cited as one reason not to vote Labour. Another reason not to vote Labour would be Labour's lack of support, or Sir Keir's lack of support for Palestinians. So this is, I mean, it's quite a remarkable statement that if you think about it. I mean, so are we actually being told that being anti-Semitic costs you the trust of Muslim voters? So is anti-Semitism therefore, is that deemed okay with Muslim voters? I would have thought everyone should be opposed to anti-Semitism, just as everyone should be opposed to being anti-Islam or anti-Christian or anti-agnostic for that matter. But apparently, a lot of this is being driven by pro-Palestinian campaigner and Workers' Party candidate, yes, George Galloway, who remarkably claims that he's in the lead here. I'm not sure about that. I've spoken with George in the past. I find him to be actually quite an interesting guy to talk to. I would wonder if what we're being told is the truth. It might be. It might be that the Muslims in this constituency are switching away in their droves from the Labour Party. Do bear in mind, Labour have only a majority of 3,500 votes, and so it's not that big a majority. It could be wiped out. I do think, and obviously others think this as well, that if Labour does lose this by-election, Sir Keir is toast. And that's why Deputy Leader Angela Reyna is reported, allegedly, have been phoning around seeking to find out what the support would be for her standing as leader. Oh, I would love that. Mind you, the left in the party want to see Brent MP Don Butler stand as prospective leader as well, which would be absolutely fantastic. I would be happy with Angela Reyna or Don Butler. I'll be happy with either of them because they will absolutely destroy the Labour Party. And frankly, it needs to be destroyed. It doesn't provide any useful function. It doesn't oppose anything that this wretched Conservative government are doing in terms of removing our freedoms. It's economically illiterate. It is the party of a few metropolitan elitists, and that's it. So this is the reality of what appears to be happening in this constituency. I mean, Labour MPs are saying that Galloway was eating into that Labour Muslim vote, which is about 20% of the constituency electorate. And if this is true, then if Galloway is going to take that chunk of the vote because they're not happy about Keir Starmer's lack of support for the Palestinian people. Maybe essentially Galloway's function will be to hand victory to the Conservatives. I don't believe he can win it, by the way, but I could be proven wrong. We will see in but a short time as the date for that election is getting closer. But at this point in time, it does look like Sir Keir Starmer is in big trouble in Batley and Spen. It'll be interesting to see how they spin this should he lose. I think it will be a fatal electoral blow to him. But we shall await the results with interest. And it'll be particularly interesting to see what swings those Muslim voters in Batley and Spen. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Speak soon.